Feels good. Feel like I've been doing it for 2 years already. Yeah, everything went good. Everything went off without a hitch, so. Peter!
What's going on? What's the difference between going into last season and the expectation levels and going into, this offseason right now?
Well, I think the biggest thing this year is we have a familiar organization. I mean, I say that we got the same defensive coordinator, same weight training coach, so we know what we have to do and what we did last year. We have to come in here and challenge ourselves even more. So, I mean, a little familiarity going around here, but, right now, just trying to push ourselves and do better things.
How big is that difference having Dariel back for the second year as opposed to
huge.
The years prior?
Huge. I mean, today we, as players, we go over and talk about things that we already knew from last year. So it's a huge help that we come in with the same defensive system, 2 years into it, and not having to worry about learning all new things, all new coaches, all new schemes. So that always helps us out a lot.
What about for you last year with DJ and not knowing what his role would be and what your role would be, whether you'd even be back at the Broncos to obviously earning that spot and playing at a Pro Bowl level or close to it? How does that change your approach this offseason?
I mean, my approach is always going to be the same. Outwork everybody, that's people in my position, people that's not in my position. And it's just me pushing myself. That's just the type of person I am. So I come to work ready every day and hoping it rubs off on my teammates. And, whether or not, anybody's here or not, I'm always going to be myself and as a competitor.
How much does the Ravens game drive you, motivate you? Some of the other players say it definitely
does. It's something that we'll never forget. It's not in a bad way, but it's definitely in a good way. Like I said, we know what it takes to get back there. And, that game makes us hungry. It gives us a little motivation and a bigger chip on our shoulder to get back.
Drew, as you know, I think you're the second longest tenured
player. Big ups to Elvis, man. We're gonna miss Elvis, but he's gonna be doing his own thing in Baltimore. The thing about it is, last year when DJ left, I had to step up. This year, guys like Robert Ayers, Malik Jackson, they're gonna have to step up, and I have all the confidence in the world. I've had a chance to be around Rob for all his career and see him grow as a player and as a person each and every year. It's the NFL. It's something that you learn every year. Something different happens, and you just got to expect the worst, and things happen. I talked to Doom a lot throughout the offseason, and me and him talk, we're still friends, and he's excited about new opportunities, and so are we.
Where does this defense have to go this year compared to, you guys are ranked on top in many categories. Where's the next step for you guys?
Consistency. Just, at the end of the games, we gotta tighten down. That's something that was our weakness last year. We started off the season slow, getting off the field on third down, and we got better as the season went on. But consistency at the end of the game, just being a stout defense throughout the whole game.
Speaking of that, Champ on Monday said Raheem Moore isn't necessarily as bothered by that last play against the Ravens. Being a leader on the defense, have you talked to him, and what do you get a sense of him now heading into his third year?
Raheem's good. I feel like that play is going to make him a complete better player. Raheem made huge steps from his rookie year to his second year, man. I really think this is going to help him out a lot. And like I said, consistency and finishing at the end of the game is something that's on all of our minds.
On Monday, Peyton talked about the team having an edge in the locker room. Yourself as a leader on the defense, how do you prevent yourself and your teammates from kind of resting on their laurels this season?
It's like I said, being a competitor. You want to compete and you want to be the best every time you're out there on the field. I know it's going to be like a game every time we're out there doing practice going up against our offense. So you definitely don't want to get embarrassed, and you definitely want to be at your best every day you come to work.
Pro Bowl snub give you a little bit extra chip on the shoulder?
Man, not going to the Super Bowl is the only thing that matters to me, and that's something that's I'm working hard on, trying to get myself bigger, better, faster, stronger to get to the next level.
What did you do to work on your coverage skills? It's something that I saw real improvement from you this last season.
Man, the thing is, just learning the defense and really, having confidence in yourself, believing in yourself, and like I said, just being a competitor. When you get out there on the field, just not being overconfident, but just believing in yourself and your teammates, and I want to let them down.
After playing as much as you did last year, kind of knowing what your role is going to be, was there anything specific you were trying to work on this offseason? Gaining weight, losing weight?
Just improving my overall game. watched film throughout the offseason, and I saw some things that I definitely could do better. And I think, you know, being a little bit better in condition and, you know, bigger, you know, adding about 5 or 6 more pounds, you know, through at the end of this offseason would definitely be a huge gain to me.
What about middle linebacker? What do you think of Steven Johnson and Nate Irvin competing
for the job? I'm excited to see those two guys come to work. You know, even Joe Mays, you know, who knows? You know, last year it was open competition at every position, and everybody's going to come to work ready to play. So, you know, you can't count anybody out, but I'm excited to see Nate finally get a chance at the middle position. And, you know, Stevie, he's an undrafted guy like myself, so you can never count a guy like that.
You watch the draft, see who you guys are getting, or do you just...
Nah, I mean, I keep my ear listening to who we picked up, you know, welcoming our new teammates. But other than that, I get a whole set of new gray hair if I worry about everything else. So, you know, you just got to go about your day.
How about when the schedule comes up tomorrow? How much do you pay attention to that?
Oh, I pay a lot of attention to that. You know, I definitely look forward to the preseason game, but it's that week 1 game that I definitely get ready for and push myself for it, get ready for it. That's the only thing that matters, that week 1 game.
What if it's the Ravens?
If it's the Ravens, it's the Ravens. You know, we welcome everybody that we got to play. You know, we don't care. We're just ready to get back out there on the field and prove to ourselves that, you know, we can be one of the best teams ever.
But speaking of the draft, everybody, you know, focuses on that this time of year, but players like yourself, Chris Harris, go undrafted and then get into the league and become stars or become pretty solid. Is that a chip on your shoulder that never gets knocked off? Is it always
never.
Fuels you being overlooked on that day?
It's always there. And my thing is, being undersized and not being drafted, those chips will never go away from me, man. I go out there and I play smash my football. That's the way I play the game. And like I said, I'm a true competitor of the game and I respect the game. So once you get on that field, you know, it's up to you to prove your future.
Is there a little bit of a camaraderie amongst guys like yourself and Chris, Tony?
Absolutely.
Mike Adams, who don't get drafted and then stick around a lot longer than some of these guys that are drafted and down.
We're in our own fraternity. You know, we always say we're in our own fraternity. So it's good to welcome new members. You know, last year was Steve Johnson. So, you know, it's always good to see guys come in. And, you know, the biggest thing is the guys that come in, they always look up to the guys that didn't get a chance to be drafted and, you know, ask for advice. And, you know, like I said, we just got to lead by example and, you know, be consistent in your own workout and show these guys what it's about.
After proving what you can do at the pro level, what do you think now when potential first-round picks like Alec Ogletree are compared to you?
Well, I mean, that's exciting, man. Anytime, I think that's what everybody wants to be, compared to somebody, especially if you respect the game of football. You want guys that's coming up after you to look up to you. And, you know, you just, like I said, you just got to be yourself and go out there and compete every day.
Speaking of guys that have come after you, what have you seen in Danny Trevathan making progress from year 1 to 2?
Well, I mean, I'm wrapping my arms around Danny, man. Danny's going to be a great player. You know, I feel like he has a big role coming up this year, and he's going to be one of the guys that I'm looking forward to be out there on the field making plays right beside me and balling out and having fun.
Chris, can you remember what it was like before the draft and you didn't get drafted, what you were feeling and just hoping to get drafted? What was going through your mind? Can you remember?
I thought I'd never get to play this game again. I think that set in to me. I remember when I drove out here to go to the airport, it was dark, raining. Shed a few tears, listened to one of my songs at the time, a Beanie Siegel song, and it was just a song that really touched me. So, you know, like I said, thinking about not having a chance to play this game definitely pushes me every day.
What was the song?
Man, actually, now that I think about it, it was a Freeway song off of, gosh, dog it, I can't even think of the song right now, but God, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
All right, thanks, Wes. All right. Thanks, guys.